Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. My name is Owen Ragland. Thank you for joining us.
This devotional was written by Alvin Jenkins and read by Joey Smith. Redeemed for what? Psalm 71:23. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I, whom you have redeemed. The purpose of a redemptive act is to save a person or thing from captivity or loss. As Christians, we believe we have been redeemed by God by the blood of Christ. For what purpose? How do we respond? How do we show thanks for this unmerited love? Our response can take many forms. We know that we are apt to put God first, others second, display the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, and use wisely the gift that the Spirit gives us. But how does this apply specifically to me or to you? One of the ways in my life has been to share time and resources in the fight against hunger. At one time, this included gleaning at a harvest of hope at the farm of a local university. As things changed, it became more about helping at food drops, gleaning at farmers' markets and retailers, repacking food, and the like. Through it all has been the opportunity to support these efforts with prayer and gifts. In a sense, all these activities lead to saving, that is, redeeming food from loss and redirecting it to God's children who, for whatever reason, would otherwise go without. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for redeeming me. Help me to live my life so that it is a pleasing response to your love. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.